Valuing Communication by Maria Fontaine.
We have all gained a wealth of experience in our varied service for the Lord through the years. When the Lord lays it on our heart to share what we've learned with our fellow laborers, ideas, tips, approaches, and solutions, both practical and spiritual, it can often help to enhance their lives and ministry in some way. When we've discovered effective ways of approaching the challenges we face, we are understandably excited, enthusiastic, and sincerely convinced of the merits of implementing what we've learned, and we naturally want others to benefit too. For that reason, it can sometimes be hard for us to see others either not accept what we share or only implement bits and pieces of our suggestions while ignoring the rest. What we might not realize, though, is that even if two situations appear to be very similar, there may be reasons why a particular plan or approach that worked so well for us might not be a good fit for someone else. It takes a lot of humility to offer counsel, knowing it might not be accepted fully. Still, the potential benefits for others are more than worth the effort, even when they don't choose to implement what is shared. On the other hand, if we are in a position of being offered advice from someone else, it also takes humility to listen and prayerfully consider the counsel, being careful not to reject it if the Lord is trying to speak to us through it. Sometimes the counsel will fit our situation in nearly every way. In some cases, parts of the advice can be implemented or adapted to our own lives as the Lord leads us. There will also be times when none of the counsel will be appropriate. But even then, the Lord may use it to unlock some new way of looking at a situation, or it may trigger our thoughts in a way that might provide completely different solutions that we might not have previously considered. It's important for us to respond to others' suggestions with love, mutual respect, and thankfulness, whether we decide to implement their advice fully, partially, or even not at all. It may still prove to be valuable at some point in the future. I had a conversation with a longtime member and veteran missionary who was burdened about someone who was very important to her and her husband. They had offered suggestions to this person based on things they had learned over many years on similar mission fields, but they felt sad that their ideas seemed to be largely ignored. I suggested that perhaps she could ask the Lord to give counsel on the situation and how they should proceed. The message that she sent me was, in my opinion, a clear and helpful presentation. Jesus. It's important to remember that all my children are in the process of learning. In this case, how you help and minister to this man needs to be similar to how you offer counsel to your adult children regarding the decisions that they make. You have to trust me that I will lead them and that they will be able to grow both through the blessings and the struggles that come from their decisions. Sometimes watching them as they learn and grow is very hard, and you do need to check in with me to see if you should be involved, and if so, how much and in what way. Seeing their growing pains can sometimes be difficult. When you show others respect by offering counsel, but not trying to push and nag in force, even when your experience seems to tell you that what you are offering is the wisest option, you are showing faith and respect for me. You are recognizing that I am with others and will work through their choices to create the full stature of the man or woman I know they can become. When you respect others' convictions and how to proceed, you acknowledge that I am teaching them what they need to do in their particular circumstances. It has to be their decision, even if it's not how I might guide you under similar circumstances. I know their hearts better than anyone, and the Holy Spirit can work through their choices. It may not always be the shortest route, but can eventually work together for good in their life. The overarching precedent is that it must be according to their faith. Pray for them and trust in me that I will be working through and with them, even as I do in your life. My followers need to be careful not to become judgmental if others are not operating according to the way they think they should operate. I lead each of my children to follow what I show them, just as I do for you. My spirit will be working to bring about the greatest good through their choices and actions. As they each wholeheartedly do what they can to follow the principles that I have shown them, I will bless them and lead them. Trust me for those you offer counsel to. Remind yourself that I walk by their side using their experiences to teach them. I am working in their hearts. Giving counsel to others has to be done in humility and love and in sync with my timing. Sometimes others will need your strong support. At other times, they have to stand against the storm on their own two feet, bracing themselves by leaning hard on me. Trust me that the path I have placed them on will bear good fruit in the end. Trust me to do what I know is best. Uphold them in prayer. Rejoice with me for the victories that are going to come as a result.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.